The night has come. A pale moon shines below, and the stars are twinkling lights. It must be time for Night Blues Radio. We'll be moving to the groovy music, getting lost in the words, and be entranced by timeless art. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. We're glad that you've come to listen. Welcome to another episode of Night Moves Radio. We are back with another author. I will let Josh introduce our guest on this episode.
Okay, this is Jeff Priebus. He is a horror author. He's more in the extreme horror genre, extreme end of horror. We've had him on the show before. And it's our pleasure to welcome him back.
Yeah, I think he has some new things he's working on and that he hopes that he is either publishing or has already published. So we thought we'd invite him back so he can tell us what he's been up to. Hello there, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Yeah, how about you?
Not bad.
Good.
Just excited to be on again.
Awesome.
I'm going to be regular.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right. So tell us, what's going on?
Just working on some new stuff. Kind of new idea that came to mind, and I'm just still fleshing out a little bit, but I got a pretty good idea of where I'm going with it.
Okay.
And I got the my new book came out in June. I think I talked about it the last time. I was waiting for it to get released, and right now it's only out for a limited time because the publisher is going out of business. It's called Even Angels Go to Hell. Yeah.
What was it? You say you angels go to hell or
even angels?
Okay.
Even. Even angels go to hell.
Oh, even angels. Okay. I couldn't tell what that said. I was like, you angels go to hell. I was like, what? Well, that's awesome. So, if this publisher is going out of business, have you hooked up with a different one? Are you going to publish individually or what are your plans?
Yeah, it's going to come out again. It's going to take a little while. And probably it's going to have the same cover, same, editing might be a little different, but it's going to be the same cover, same name, but different publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. But I have to wait for the present edition to stop coming out or just to be taken down, and then they'll be going with the new publisher from there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully this would be a good, new relationship. It'd be someone you can stick with for a while. I know sometimes change can be kind of hard.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to be working with them.
Good. That's good. Was it someone that you were familiar with previously?
I have a couple books coming out soon. Probably by the end of the year, I'll have two more novels coming out. One's already been edited. It's called Silver Spoon Turn Rusty. It's about a heroin addict, dealing with, he's like an ex-pop star, dealing with the death of his brother and dealing with all the shady characters in the underworld, of heroin.
That sounds kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep. It's interesting. It's a little different, but, it's really simple. It's not really the most complicated book in the world. But it sort of gets across the point of how addiction works and how you have to do something, how you have to get something in order to feel, right, or how you all you can think about is getting, heroin, mm-hmm. how you have to have it, how you need it,
What was your first book that you published? That was published?
The Debacle. That was 2007.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean to interrupt, but going back to your one about the heroin addiction, now you had, are you familiar with friends or family? Do you know people who's had addictions? And maybe that's what inspired you to write this?
Well, I'm an alcoholic, so I recently turned 40 and I quit drinking, so I can relate to it. So I wrote it probably about four or five 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And just wanted to kind of explain, like, you know, just kind of give, like, an addict's point of view on life and how you're always addicted. You always have to get it. And really, it works out good with my present state of mind.
Oh, that's good, then.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, you know, they say the best story to tell are your own stories. So, like, if you already have an idea of how an addiction, you know, a person with an addiction, its mind works, you know, it can probably help you to tell a better story. So, yeah. They say, that's they actually say, write what you know.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's material, like, anybody, because, I mean, too much anything is bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could eat too much, you could smoke too much, you could drink too much. There's a lot of things you can do too much of, and then, you know, like, too much anything will kill you, so you just have to kind of moderate or just stop or cut that out of your life and just kind of move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that can be a pretty rough process, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Just take it day to day or minute to minute, however you want to do it.
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be good. Then maybe, like, people who's had those kind of experiences, you know, might actually pick up those books and then they can be something they can identify with.
See a little bit of themselves in it, it's dedicated to all the addicts out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good ideas. That's a good, you know, good idea to do with their story. Then they always say we should all write what we know. So,
it's a horror too. I mean, yeah, definitely they're kind of Frankensteinian type of horror, but it's mainly, you know, about just the life of the addict, you know. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Josh, you got anything to talk about? I don't want to keep stealing the scene here.
Oh, you're cool.
what are your works in progress?
Oh, you were just talking about this one about the addict story. Oh,
about the addict
story. Well, that's already been edited and everything that's coming out. We're basically just waiting on a cover for it and it's coming out. Yeah, that's like any time in the next month.
Oh, wow.
And then, I'm getting a contract. The one after that is going to be Heaven for a Devil, which is basically the guy is born. He's the chosen one. He's considered like the kind of like the Antichrist and worshipped by a cult. And then, like, no matter what he does, he still fulfills the prophecies that started out when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't escape his destiny. And that's just all his adventures across his life, you know, and it basically, like, it's told two points of view. It's him and an FBI agent, and they're both having, like, it's sort of like they tell there's two stories, and two stories become the novel, and it's basically, like, who had the more fucked up life, you know, like, between the two of them, like how much can two people go through and still live, you know, so they're just, like, telling each other the stories of their lives. So a lot of it takes place in the past, like a lot of it's like mainly flashbacks to the past for a majority of the novel, and then it kind of joins together and in the present.
Which book of yours has had the best reviews? Would you say?
Probably Sexy People. Sexy People. My cannibal sex party novel. You know, it's one of, you know, it's always a classic. It has been out for 4 years. So erotic horror, like really twisted horror, has the disclaimer: don't try the sex at home. You know, like, it's like the forbidden X.
So, going back to your other one, you're talking about. You said the one what had the FBI agent stuff said that was based around about, like, cults and stuff. So, do you like maybe research any, like, previous cults that there's been that we've known about in history? I mean, like, the most famous one, actually, one of the people, Dark History and Horror is coming up October 26th and 27th. And I'm sure you're familiar with David Koresh at Waco, Texas. And one of the few survivors, David Thidbow. I'm not sure how you say his last name. It's T H I D B O E A something. But he's one of the few survivors from the fire they had when they were trying to get all the people out of there. And he's actually going to be speaking. So, like, I didn't know whenever you write about, you know, cults and stuff, you know, if you go back in history to kind of, you know, research the different cults there were. I mean, there's been so many different kinds.
Well, I use my own experiences going to church. I'm a Catholic, ex-Catholic, so you know, I just use that pretty much as a springboard for, you know.
So did your church seem cultish-like then?
I try to write my own, just create my own religion pretty much. Just right out of, like, create my own mythology, have my own guy. Because I had a few short stories. Well, I wrote another novel with the same villain a real long time ago, probably a decade or some back. And I wrote a short story, and I finally just went back to the character and wrote a modern version of it, or kind of a more sophisticated version of it, using the same guy. Gotcha. If I could actually find a flash drive or a disc that has the other novel, I'll try to get that published too. But it's really, really obscure because it's from, like, I wrote it like in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like one of those lost works that couldn't keep track of or couldn't hold on to over the years.
Yeah. Jeff Priebus's lost files.
I wrote a lot of novels that I don't know that are just, I don't have any, I don't have them anymore. Like, you know, I don't have, the drive that they're originally on.
Yeah.
I can pretty much read, if I can remember them, but it's just not every exact detail. I can't write a book the same way twice. So.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any that are lost, but I have a few where I actually started a story and then I kind of left it and then went into something else. So I have probably about, I think, like two different projects where I left before that I may come back to one day. So they're not really lost, but it's been a few years ago since I've looked at them.
Yeah, because Heaven for a Devil I had for years. I started writing in like 2015 and then kind of sat on it. I never really gave it to anybody and never really let anybody read it. And because this guy, Andrew Bell, he's been great to work with. He did, he's doing the editing on this one. He did the editing for Silver Spoon, Turn Rusty. He's working on, we're going to be, an anthology is coming out around January. The main star of the anthology is Tim Levin. I don't know if it, like how, he's an old school horror guy.
Oh yeah, I know about Tim Levin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's like the feature guy, and then like the rest of us are just the lesser knowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's cool. And so he's putting out, he has a couple stories of mine that are probably going to be in it. And then, so Andrew and I, like, he likes my work, and so we've been talking a lot, and going through reading a lot of my stuff. So,
cool.
He's up to date. He's up to date on Jeff.
Well, that's always good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to work with because he gives you positive feedback and
good. Feedback is always good. It can be good or it can be constructive or it is. That way you kind of know if you're on the right track or if you need to fix something.
Well, he doesn't really, I don't know, he didn't see too much shit that he wants to fix. It's pretty much it.
Wow, well, that's good. Like, good. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, just wanted to go with my vision, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Sometimes, it's hard to find people like that, because maybe you feel like you think you have something, that's really good or maybe it's going to go and then if someone else were to look at it and they say, well, no, I think you should go this direction, and then it can kind of cause a little bit of upheaval.
I've had that happen. I had like one publisher, they liked the idea of my novel, but they wanted to cut 50% of it out. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing it then.
Yeah, that's just, when they try to change your overall work just to fit in their little thing, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, to fit more like a genre they publish. Cut 50% of it out and then just redo it, we could probably put it out. Because they're more of a literary publisher, but I mean, the novel, it's kind of a cross. It's probably the least pure horror novel I have, because it does count as literary. It's more of a literary work, but they wanted even less horror than what's really in it. So I was like, okay. Still a chance I might do it. I don't know. It just depends on how I feel. Because they're taking a look at it. Yeah, they're taking a look at it now, so it could be like maybe a month or so, he'll let me know if he still wants those changes or if they want to go with like what I wrote originally. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I hope it turns out well for you. I hope you can get it through.
Yeah, it's about an author, so everybody who writes can relate to it. Yeah. Like just being an author, like in the modern world, having to work like a job and then come home and write and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Josh and I I know we're kind of talked out. I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're like really, we're just really super tired. It's not like I've done a lot over the weekend. I've mostly dealing with health, stupid health stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dealing with up and down blood sugars, and it's wearing me out. So, yeah, we're probably not as I can't say the word right now.
That's good.
We're not as perky.
Yeah.
Perky as we usually are.
Yeah, it was a long day. Well, not a long day, but tiring.
Yeah, it wasn't a long day for me really at all. I'm just going from one extreme to the next. Like my blood sugars aren't like terribly high, like 500s, but they're going from over like 200 and back into like 180s, 190s and back and forth, and yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely. Sunday nights, you still got till tomorrow before it's Monday.
Yeah.
Some time to get a good rest in for starting the week over again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another week.
I'm kind of spoiled. I have 4-day weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. But sometimes in between, I have like newspaper stuff that we cover. That's fun. But yeah, it's great to have you back again and in hearing all your new projects and then other older ones coming back. And sounds like you got a lot going on. Most of your books are on Amazon, is that right?
Yeah, some of them are on BN.com, but Amazon's like the best way to get a hold of them.
Oh, for sure. I think after a while, like BN usually just kind of picks them up. Like they'll see that they're on Amazon, and then they just somehow gradually make their way over the BN too.
Yeah, that's a lot of my earlier ones, like probably the debacles on Amazon,
because
people, when it first came out in 07, people would just go to Barnes & Noble's and order it, and then they kind of bypassed Amazon, so it doesn't have a lot of Amazon reviews for being 12 years old, because a lot of people bought it from, a lot of people bought it off, they ordered it at Barnes & Noble, bought it, and went from there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, did they buy it to, put on their store shelves, in the stores? Is it just, online, or?
No, just to read.
Yeah.
Just the little tiny fan club I have.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. It's always good to have fans.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody wants to be appreciated,
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Nobody wants to be ostracized.
Yeah.
No.
It is always
feathered for your beliefs.
Oh, for sure.
No, not at all.
It is always good every once in a while to feel something that you wrote, and it's, when you write something, your whole purpose is to share it with other people, and and you're hoping that there's other people reading it. So at least when you find that people are buying it and reading it, it does kind of give you a little bit of satisfaction. Cause for me, money's nice, but it hasn't always been about the money. I'm just hoping that somebody's read it and they've enjoyed the story or the poems or whatever.
That's what it's all about. Like just getting the story out there and, having people enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's really payment enough.
And the money is just kind of second thing to me. It's not, that isn't what drives me to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. My stuff always starts out with something me laughing, usually. it's something I just start writing it for my amusement, and then decided maybe some other people might want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's someone out there that it'll connect with, guaranteed. That's what they've told us. Like our writers' friends have told us that there's someone out there that wants to read your story, that needs your story, and it's never a case of no one wants to read your story. That's never true. There's always someone out there that would want to read it.
Yeah, nobody's ever alone in the world. There's always other people like you out there.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, that is for sure. We're not always in our problems alone. There's always somebody kind of experiencing something similar.
So. Gotta try to reach everybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they say if you're having a bad day, look to the guy next to you. He might be having a bad day too.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're having a good day, he'll make you happy, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, any other lasting thoughts, Josh or Jeff?
Like I was saying, even angels go to hell with out for a limited time.
All right.
So if you want, right now it's going to be that edition is going to be a collector's edition. It's going to be this one of the last Burning Willow novels before they fold up, fold up the tent and retire from publishing.
Okay.
came out on June 29th, and so still around for a little bit.
Okay, great.
Good.
Well, thanks for coming on again, and we appreciate you sharing your work with us and your updates and all that. And you know, we return again when you got some other new stuff, and we can encourage you know, all our other authors like you to come back and say, "Hey, tell us what's going on."
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to come back maybe next year. So it was about a year ago, and
cool. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds great. We'll look forward to your return.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks again.
You're welcome, Jeff. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Night Moves Radio on the JIA Network. You can always listen to us on the JIANetwork.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.